So today is the Big Cat's big anniversary. Intern Alex turns 7. Happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, well, you don't even remember my name most of the time, so I don't...
Hey, what about that time we went out on vacation together and I didn't know your middle name? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, you almost cost us Letterman tickets to one of the last showings of David Letterman's show because you lied about my address and my middle name.
All right, so today you celebrate your 7-year anniversary here at the radio station, which is crazy. I really can't even wrap my head around it.
Well, and that means you've been here for double that time,
right.
So things are really...
What do you think was your seminal moment of the 7 years?
It probably happened really early on. And
of all the things you're going to be remembered for in these 7 years, what do you think it's going to be?
Probably the tan can.
Tan can? Well, I thought that to celebrate your 7-year anniversary here at the radio station, we would have you take the radio station over and perform your version of Lucas Graham's 7 years.
Well, I mean, I didn't really prepare for that.
But like, you've had so
much. I've already
much,
sang this song.
I know, but this is different. You've had so many accomplishments in the 7 years that there's plenty for you to sing about in your version of Lucas Graham's 7 years.
I'll try to cobble something together.
There we go. I can't wait. Congratulations.
I've worked here for 7 years. I really didn't do much, but I'll go through each year for you. I've worked here about 7 years. It's true. Oh man, so many great memories. The first year I was here, I got paid $8 an hour. And then I always said I was sounding really awful sour. People hated me and threw vegetables at my head and told me, go away, you should not be living but dead. Yeah, that's year one in Alex's history. I tried to punt a football over the roof, but I didn't. I missed it completely. Brad tried to shave my head. And then he told me he was very disappointed. All right. Year two is here. Time to do a makeup challenge. So I'll scribble ink all over my ugly face and yours. And then I'll say I went to Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores. But then I'll forget about it and not go because I'm really lazy. Now it's year three. I'm drinking Mountain Dew and watching lots of TV in my overnights. Sometimes doing the weather report. Yeah, that's right. And then year four arrived. Time to get a nickname. Brad told me I was big and fat like his big cat. And I said, that's cool. I guess I'll go with that. It's better than being intern, Alex. What does that even mean? I don't know what happened from there. So year five is here. Time to do a week in review freestyle rap. Yeah, too bad I suck at it. And my dad hates it. But that's just what happened in year five of working here. And then year six arrived, I got a new invention. And Brad hates it, he said it's already been invented. But I kept doing the same bits to this very day. And so year six came and went, and I said, hey, okay, I did all right this time. I only make $9, and so that's fine because I don't really deserve it. No, yeah. And then I'm the worst ever. And then I got fired. And then I got... They got upset, so I got rehired. And now year seven's here, and I'm doing my own thing. And then I got some stuff and got showed the boss my ass, and that was what I did, and time just kept going fast. Showed the boss my ass, and I've worked here for 7 years. That's what we do here, and that's the name of it. 7 years of working. What a great memory. Time to do 7 more. Oh yeah.
Wow, what a run, buddy. What a run. Congratulations on 7 stellar years.
Oh, the memories.
Yeah, sure.
They were really good.
Man. When you put it that way, in a version of song, it's hard for me not to get a little choked up.